Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth. Brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome. I'm going to give you your fair share of the truth because you're entitled to it today. All right, July 14th, 2015. July 14th, 2015. Remember that day. It's very important because it's the day that the President of the United States agreed to provide a state sponsor of terrorism with nuclear weapons and to open the flow of conventional weapons, and to give Iran about $100 billion in the process. That is what happened yesterday. Now, well, first of all, let me play for you the statement of Mr. Obama, okay, just so you get a sense of what he's trying to sell.
And it is a good deal.
It's a good deal.
A deal that meets our core objectives. This framework would cut off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran will face strict limitations on its program. And Iran has also agreed to the most robust and intrusive inspections and transparency regime ever negotiated for any nuclear program in history. So this
ever in history. Now listen to this. Remember
before
this?
I take your questions, I'd like to say just a word about the framework with North Korea that Ambassador Gallucci signed this morning. This is a good deal for the United States. North Korea will freeze and then dismantle its nuclear program. South Korea and our other allies will be better protected. The entire world will be safer as we slow the spread of nuclear weapons. South Korea, with support from Japan and other nations, will bear most of the cost of providing North Korea with fuel to make up for the nuclear energy it is losing. And they will pay for an alternative power system for North Korea that will allow them to produce electricity while making it much harder for them to produce nuclear weapons. The United States and international inspectors will carefully monitor North Korea to make sure it keeps its commitments. Only as it does so will North Korea fully join the community of nations.
The community of nations. Did you hear that? The community of nations. And also, it's a good deal. It's a good deal. We've heard this before. What happened? North Korea now has a nuclear weapon. They're not part of the community of nations, FYI. And neither is Iran. And they're not going to be. No matter what the administration would have us believe. They are state sponsor of terrorism throughout the world. And you have to ask yourself, what is the motivation behind this? And I will tell you, it's because Barack Obama essentially hates America. Okay? He hates the West and America. And that is the reason why. Because he thinks that America is the cause of all the problems and the ills in America. He sincerely believes that. This isn't some wacko right-wing conspiracy theory. So I'm just going to give you some of what the deal, this good deal, entails. Here's some facts. They will be able to enrich more of their uranium and develop a nuclear weapon. This not only continues unabated, but now Western nations are going to teach the Iranians how to speed up the process. Even though the administration has assured Congress that Iran would dismantle its centrifuge program, The truth is that they get next generation centrifuges from the West, and they will be assisted in a facility by the West, and it will be installed in a facility that is immune to strikes by non-nuclear Earth penetrators. The Associated Press. This is the Associated Press. Reported on the details of one of the agreement's five secret annexes, titled Civil Nuclear Cooperation. I love that. Civil Nuclear Cooperation. The annex demonstrates that, far from merely failing to block Iran's development of nuclear weapons, the deal will facilitate Iran's development of nuclear weapons. The leaked secret annex has two central components. The first involves the underground uranium enrichment facility at Fordo, built inside a mountain. The Fordo complex is considered resistant to airstrikes. Why would the Iranians need this? Why would they do that? Well, it's very simple. Because they don't want anybody, number one, to see it. Because we still don't have access to it, by the way. And they want it to be impenetrable. According to the AP report, the Iranians have agreed to repurpose the installation from uranium enrichment to isotope production. In turn, the six powers have agreed to provide the Iranians with next-generation centrifuges to operate. Yet, as the AP report makes clear, isotope production uses the same technology as enrichment and can be quickly re-engineered to enrich uranium. In other words, the six powers will now teach Iran how to operate advanced centrifuges capable of quickly enriching uranium in an installation that is protected from aerial bombardment. The second section of the annex relates to the heavy water reactor at Arak. The reactor, whose construction is near completion, will be capable of producing plutonium-based atomic bombs. According to the AP report, the six powers have agreed to provide Iran with a light water reactor that is less capable of producing bomb-grade plutonium. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to use that. The sanctions will be lifted, i.e., they're going to get $100 billion, which they sorely need. See, the sanctions were actually working. That's why they came to the table and wanted to negotiate, because they knew they had a window of opportunity with Mr. Obama. U.S. sanctions will be lifted, even though Obama assured Congress that U.S. sanctions on Iran for terrorism, human rights abuses, and ballistic missiles will remain in place under the deal. This is almost certainly not true. Obama, okay, has authority under the existing sanctions to do that anyway. This is another example of how Congress thinks big thoughts and does big things and then walks away and never does them. Despite the sanctions being law, now Mr. Obama can legally modify the sanctions down to nothing. And he will. Sanctions imposed by the UN and other nations will also be lifted. While a future president could reinstate U.S. sanctions against Iran, now Iran effectively owns two permanent members of the UN Security Council, Russia and China. Do you think Russia and China are going to vote against that? No. No, they're not. Just last week, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff testified before the Congress. This is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff appointed by Mr. Obama. Because, of course, he never listens to any of his military advisors. This is what he said. Martin Dempsey, he said, lifting the embargo would allow Iran to ship arms openly to Mr. Assad, just as Russia does. While Iran is supplying Mr. Assad now, the supplies are sent covertly. Now they can just do it, you know, overtly. The issue raises such strong feelings that General Martin Dempsey was adamant on the issue, alongside Ash Carter, who is the Secretary of Defense. He said, under no circumstances should we relieve pressure on Iran relative to ballistic missile capabilities and arms trafficking. So we're going to allow them to develop ballistic missiles and to sell arms. Wow. That's okay. You know, it's been argued that they just want to develop nuclear weapons for peaceful means. So then why would they need ICBM missiles? And why do they need arms?
I also have a question, if I might interrupt
sure.
you here. I thought Mr. Obama was against nuclear power. It doesn't make sense.
He's only against nuclear power in the United States.
That's buddy. Right.
Not for everybody else. We've got Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Radio News out of Washington. Bob, this is a good deal. It sounds hauntingly similar to what Bill Clinton said about North Korea, and look how that turned out.
Oh, I was there for that one in Bosnia after that. I think it's really important, Edward, if you look at something also the president said, which is very interesting, to say the least, but he said, we are not measuring this deal by whether it's changing the regime inside of Iran. We're not measuring this deal by whether we're solving every problem that can be traced back to Iran, or whether we are eliminating all their nefarious activities around the globe. We're measuring this deal by the original premise of the conversation of nukes. Within Iran, I will tell you this, there are regular people within Iran that are delighted, not because of any nuclear issue, they're delighted because they believe, in their heart of hearts, that as Iran opens to the West, there'll be an unstoppable movement from within Iran, you know, to have freedom, total, true freedom. The problem with this whole thing at this point in time, there'll be chest thumping. The Congress has to get smart and find a way now to have absolute, total, no BS verification. I'll tell you why, Edward. This resolution, it may pass simple in the House. It's going to be vetoed. It will not have an override. Yeah, you know that. I know that.
Right.
I think Speaker Boehner knows that because they were doomed from day one, the day they passed this resolution. Then they altered it because the president said, hey, I'll veto your resolution coming over to me. And they altered it and gave themselves 60 days, of which 30... they're on recess.
Well, not only that, Bob, let's talk about verification, okay? They don't have a verification power under this agreement. They can't go in and check anything out. And if they do, here's the deal, and you know this, they have 24 days, and during that time it has to be decided upon by a commission. Iran, Russia, and China are part of that commission to agree to have inspectors go in, and it can take as long as 24 days. Look, in 24 days, you can do anything. You can move anything. You can literally move mountains in 24 days. So this is absolutely ridiculous. And this is, look, this is way worse than Neville Chamberlain and the capitulation and appeasement of Neville Chamberlain. And here's why. Because Neville Chamberlain actually loved England, and he was under the mistaken belief that this would work. We're under no illusions here. We know exactly what the track record is of Iran. And to think that for some reason, this is such a joke that they want nuclear power when they have all the oil in the world, and they, you know, they don't need it. I think what is it? It's like $4 a barrel to develop oil in Iran. I mean,
well, they will produce four times the amount now.
It's a joke.
They will produce four times the amount. There was a point in time when we had an opportunity to actually have American inspectors on the ground. We missed that one, frankly, back with the Bush administration. So now we're sitting with, you know, a deal that's not going to be overturned by the Congress. So, you know, I think a big question is, you know, where do you go from here? Where do you go from here? And Israel's got to be part of the conversation. Look, there's no, it's not even an open secret. You know, Obama and Netanyahu don't like each other. But we have two countries at stake, not personalities.
Well, not only that, Mr. Obama doesn't like America. Forget about Israel. He doesn't like America. That's what this is. That's what the bottom line to this is. He sincerely believes in his heart of hearts that America is the problem, not Iran. And therein lies the problem, Bob.
Well, they were obsessed to get the deal. And like I said, they'll be chest thumping. But unless some Democratic members will turn, this is done. And unfortunately for the Democratic side, they've got Menendez leading the charge in New Jersey, who's in horrific trouble.
Well, that's why they're taking him out. All right,
the Justice Department's down his back.
Yeah, that's why they're taking him out. Exactly why. All right, I got to run, my man.
Okay.
But thanks for being
Thank
on the
you.
Show. I appreciate it.
Thank
we'll be right back.
We have cut off every pathway for Iran to develop a nuclear weapon.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for...
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh, yeah. I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Hi, my name is Faith. I have been in pain for 7 years. It started with a work-related injury, and I ended up with a herniated disc and nerve damage. I have been in pain for 7 years and tried many drugs and treatments. I have been taking morphine, Percocet, hydrocodone, and seeing chiropractors, physical therapists, and medical doctors. Some things helped me for a while, but nothing brought lasting relief. Finally, I was treated by the clinic, incredibly pain-free, in Scottsdale. And I am so pleased with the results. I'm now able to do the things I want to do without feeling drugged. My back feels so much better, and I'm so thankful for incredibly pain-free.
Incredibly pain-free. Your evaluation is free. Your consultation is free. And your first treatment is free. So to start your pain-free journey, call Incredibly Pain-Free at 480-535-8808. That's 480-535-8808. Start your pain-free journey, 535-8808.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Those on the left are such hypocrites. That's what makes me so sick about this. And, you know, you made a good point, Steve, about nuclear power. Okay? You know, they didn't even want a pipeline, let alone nuclear power in the United States. But suddenly it's okay for Iran to develop nuclear power. I don't get it. I mean, honestly, this is nothing more than a capitulation. And we already know what's going to happen in Iran. We already know what's going to happen. In a few years, there will be an underground nuclear detonation signaling that Iran has learned to make a bomb and is deploying a nuclear arsenal. It will destabilize the region and provoke a war that is even now foreseeable, not to mention an arms race in the Middle East that is already starting.
Well, if you put the Israelis in the equation, they're not going to let it happen, and they're not beholden to Obama.
No. They know that they have to go on their own now. And we know this will happen. We know it from recent history. We know it from that clip I played you with Bill Clinton. Mitt Romney publicly spoke about the dangers of Chinese hackers and the Chinese stance toward our national security. He was mocked by the supposed foreign policy experts in the media. He was maligned by the press corps that thinks itself an expert on these matters. And he's been proven right. The same happened with Russia. The media attacked Mitt Romney for the audacity of suggesting that Hillary Clinton's reset with Russia was not really a reset so much as a signal that we could be taken. Because that's what's going on right now. The very same media that ridiculed and maligned Mitt Romney as out of his league is already heralding the president's deal with Iran as some great and grand scheme to give us peace in our times. The Democrat Party is in open celebration. Barack Obama deserves a second Nobel Peace Prize. It is all about protecting their fearless leader. And it will remain that way until Iran signals that it has a bomb. President Obama now brings the world one step closer to war. But the media has defended him for so long, and they will keep doing so. You know why? Because they are invested in the legacy of the man that they have made. That is why they are going to continue to carry the water. Now, I'm telling you right now, this is much worse than Neville Chamberlain. And again, the media and those on the left, you know, we're sitting here talking about gay marriage. Okay? Okay, if that's an important issue for you, this is a nation that denies homosexuality even exists in their country. And they whip or kill any that they find. This is a country that is holding Americans in prison now for political or faith crimes. This is a nation that kills those who leave Islam and stone women. That's a war on women. Last night, Dick Cheney. Now, whether you agree with Dick Cheney or not, he knows his stuff. This is what he had to say on the deal.
I can't help but just shake my head at Sean, at what we're seeing here. We've seen a repetition of the same kind of operation with respect to other issues. The one thing that really disturbed me was when he said we have, quote, stopped the proliferation of nuclear weapons. That's a lie. That's just the fact of the matter is that the situation we've got, when Iran ends up with a nuclear weapons, that is bound to lead others in the region to protect themselves and, in effect, to acquire their own capability. What Obama has done is, in effect, sanction the acquisition by Iran of nuclear capability. And it can be a few years down the road. It doesn't make any difference. It's a matter of months until we're going to see a situation where other people feel they have to defend themselves by acquiring their own capability. And that will, in fact, I think, put us closer to actual use of nuclear weapons than we've been at any time since Hiroshima and Nagasaki in World War II.
Bam. It's absolutely true. Why? Again, you know, you wonder why, and you don't have to look far to figure out why. And then there's the question of the four prisoners that are being held by Iran. Why didn't we negotiate that? in the deal? Why can't we? Why couldn't we not throw that into the deal? Bo Bergdahl, remember that?
You just took the words out of my mouth. That's immediately who popped into mind.
And we gave them five Taliban generals for a deserter. Really? Are you kidding me right now? So these people are just going to be left languishing in an Iranian prison? They weren't part of the deal? What a horrible negotiator.
They certainly could have been part of the deal.
Of course. I mean, come on. Give me a break. So the Donald was asked about this on CNN.
Let's talk about the Iran deal. The president said that it's not built on trust. It's built on verification.
It's not true. It's absolutely not true.
How do you know that?
They can do whatever they want to do because I know many of the people involved in the negotiation. The Iranians are very good negotiators. The Persians are always great negotiators. They are laughing at us back in Iran. And why didn't we get our prisoners back? Why doesn't somebody say, where are our prisoners? Nobody's even talking about it. We have four people that are in prison that shouldn't be. Why couldn't they make that part of the deal?
Yeah. Why couldn't they make that part of the deal? Huh? You're right. Nobody in the media is talking about that. I mean, this is a very simple thing. I don't get it. I don't get it. I do not understand this. Help me out here, please. Speaking of the Donald, and you know what, I'm sorry that I have to keep going back to Donald, okay? Because I do, but
he's top of the stack now.
New, exactly. Thank you, Steve. New poll out by Suffolk University and USA Today. This is a national poll that shows that Donald Trump is number one among voters who identify either as Republicans or independents, and that's the key one, or independents, and who plan to vote in their state's Republican primaries or caucuses. 17% named Trump as their first choice for the GOP nomination. Trump was followed by Jeb Bush, and the list goes on from there. I don't want to bore you with
well what I found interesting was that Scott Walker, who just announced, he's at number three.
That doesn't surprise me so much, really. What surprises me is that Jeb Bush is still two, but you know they're going to keep pushing these establishment rhino candidates. They're going to keep pushing. And look, the big guns are going to come out. But and it's funny because I'm watching last night, and they still are denying this. Like I'm watching last night. What was I watching? Something on Fox. Oh, it was Greta Van Susteren, and she had two experts, from inside the Beltway, and they're like, well, he can't sustain this. And Greta Van Susteren is like, well, he's number one. He's like, This is a national poll now. And they're like, wow, he's not gonna sustain that. Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. I mean, the fact that a 77-year-old man that is a socialist is nipping at the heels of Hillary tells you everything you need to know. Hillary must be freaking out. I was thinking about this last night. She's got to be freaking out. Because she was upended by Mr. Obama in 2008, when it was a sure thing for her. And this time it was a sure thing. And now she's being upended by Donald Trump, of all people. My God. They must be freaking out. And also Bernie Sanders. She's like, what do I got to do here? I could see being upended by a young junior senator from Illinois. I get that. But Bernie Sanders? Are you kidding me? That just goes to show you what a weak candidate she is. And the fact that the mainstream media is pushing Jeb Bush tells you all you need to know. They want Jeb Bush. When Democrats are touting the candidate for the GOP, you need to be wary of that and realize why. because they know that Hillary can beat Jeb Bush. We'll be right back.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. The home of American Continues with Jim Sharp, nights 9 to 11.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Robin Walensky.
Once you get to the situation where you've got Iran with its threats to everybody else, its continued efforts to undermine and destabilize other governments in the region, I don't think there's any question that there are going to be others in the area, a lot of them friends of ours, who feel they have no choice.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney reacting to President Obama's insistence on doing a deal with Iran, the Blaze Radio's Tom Peace reports.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney says some allies in the region feel like they can no longer trust the United States.
They've stood by and watched as Obama has gone through all kinds of statements that turned out not to be true. And the notion that at this point they can rely upon the United States for protection or for coverage by an expanded U.S. military capability isn't credible anymore.
Cheney, a guest on Hannity on Fox News. Tom Peace, The Blaze News.
The world's most wanted Mexican drug lord caught on camera escaping from prison. The Blaze Radio's Greg Moore with the story.
Mexican authorities are releasing closed-circuit television footage showing the moment that the country's most wanted drug kingpin escaped from prison. The video shows Joaquin Guzman in his cell Saturday before he heads into the shower area and disappears. Authorities have since discovered a small hole leading to a tunnel where he escaped from. The Mexican government offering a reward of nearly $4 million for his capture. Greg Moore, The Blaze News.
And a look now this Wednesday morning at Wall Street. Here's The Blaze Radio's Brad James.
Stocks are closing higher as oil prices rally. U.S. crude up more than a dollar a barrel. This is a result of the nuclear deal with Iran leaving sanctions in place for now. When the market opens on Wednesday, the Dow is up 76 points, the NASDAQ adding 33, the S&P 500 up 9.
That's The Blaze Radio's Brad James reporting. This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio, our monsoon thunderstorms will be rather limited for the next few days as the moisture flow moves a bit further into New Mexico, but Hurricane Dolores could change all of that.
Hurricane off the coast of Baja may initiate a surge of moisture up the Gulf of California, which would move up into Arizona sometime Friday and then continuing possibly through the weekend.
Justin Jandro with the National Weather Service in Flagstaff. Democrat state lawmakers say it's time to remove the corrections department from the job of looking into the Kingman prison riots. House Democrat leader Eric Roberts sending a letter to the governor asking for an independent investigation.
Was it a staffing issue? Was it mistreatment of the inmates so that, you know, were they not getting their food? Were they not getting appropriate time outdoors?
Geico weather, chance for showers across the state today. Get your news on demand anytime. Visit ArizonaNewsRadio.com. I'm John Gilliland. This is Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic of service of Unbound. We still have that off-ramp closure downtown, northbound I-17. The 7th Street exit off-ramp is closed. You may want to use 19th Avenue this morning. You're also going to find some slowing eastbound I-10 between 59th and the stack. Watch for a wreck eastbound I-10, this one at Broadway. At Unbound, they believe in the potential of an educated child to change the life of their family, their community, and our world. Learn more at unbound.org.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center, Wednesday should be sunny with a high of 107. We'll have clear skies Wednesday night with a low of 82. Thursday should be sunny with a high of 106. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday afternoon. Getting mostly sunny, our high 104. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 89 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. More Edward Woodson comes your way on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I've got a caller from Coral Gables, Florida, Philip. Philip, thank you for calling the show, and thank you for listening.
First of all, how did it ever get to the point a treaty takes two-thirds, even a trade agreement, I think, or an executive agreement takes 50%? I mean, when the president appoints someone to the Supreme Court and they're rejected, he can't veto it. How did we ever get to this point? Didn't Boehner and McConnell give away the store? You know, the young Republicans called me at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon wanting money, and I gave them an earful.
Oh, good. Yeah, exactly. The GOP is...
But didn't Boehner give away the store here in McConnell by arranging this, that it has to be, that the rejection can be... Since when can the rejection of an agreement be vetoed? Doesn't he need... I mean, it's different when you have a negotiation with the end of a war, when the president's the commander-in-chief, like Nixon... negotiating the end of the Vietnam War. But that's the one time I respected a communist, when Lee Dak Tho had the integrity not even to show up in Stockholm for that phony little ceremony where Henry Kissinger got the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Look, this is all about him and his legacy. And let me tell you...
Can't some senator go into court and say this is a treaty, it requires two-thirds support or something?
Well, the problem is that the GOP is complicit in this, and you know that, Phil.
Well, yeah, and I know. And the only other time I respected a communist or felt sorry is when they yanked Ted Koppel and Tom Brokaw and all these people out of Cuba when the Pope was visiting to come back to cover Monica Lewinsky. Now, if Fidel Castro was mad as hell, that's the one time I'd feel sorry for Fidel.
Well, thank you for calling, Philip. I appreciate
okay.
it. All right, thank you. The GOP. The GOP is a joke. And again, that's why Donald Trump is resonating, and that's why he's number one in the polls. Here's Jeb Bush's vision. Now listen to this milquetoast.
And on our side, there are people that prey on people's fears and their angst as well.
Ooh.
I don't know about you, but I think it is wrong. I believe we need to unify our country. We need to stop separating ourselves by race and ethnicity and income. We need to focus on the things that tie us together. And whether it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama, their rhetoric of divisiveness is wrong. A Republican will never win by striking fear in people's hearts. A Republican can win and will win if we have an aspirational message that gives people hope that their lives will be better when we apply conservative principles the right way.
What a wuss. Seriously. And Jeb, I don't know if you paid attention to... the aspirational message of hope and change?
Well, you're really reading my mind this morning. That's exactly what I thought.
It is sick. Look, I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now, there was no better aspirational message that I can remember in modern times than Barack Obama's campaign of hope and change. Hope and change. How'd that work out? And then, you know, Jeb Bush talks about striking fear in the hearts. We're already fearful, dude. That's what you don't get. See, you are clueless. Again, that's why Donald Trump is resonating. People are already scared. See, this is what you don't get, Jebby. People are already scared. Okay? That's not the message. We're already scared. And you want to give us an aspirational message? I can think of no person that gives such a poor aspirational message than Jeb Bush. He's an idiot. Seriously. He's the last thing in the world we need. Is Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush. Because Jeb Bush is nothing more than a moderate Democrat. That's all he is. And he could raise all the money in the world he wants. And if it wasn't for Donald Trump, he'd be leading in the polls right now. And he'd be Rudy Giuliani. Remember Rudy Giuliani? He led in the polls until the primaries. And then he got shellacked, and then that was it. Bye-bye, Rudy Giuliani. Nice guy. He was a good mayor. Jeb Bush. Here's a guy who has been out of politics for years. And he is not relevant. Same with Hillary Clinton. She is not relevant any longer. And let me tell you, she's got a problem. There was an article in National Review. I'm sorry, not National Review, National Journal. Which is, by the way, a decidedly left-wing publication. It's not part of the vast right-wing conspiracy. And this article says that Hillary has a white male voter problem. And you see, the media always tells us that you got to get the Hispanics and you got to get the black vote. The reason why Barack Obama won is because he got the white vote. Let's be honest here. It wasn't the Hispanic vote. It wasn't the black vote. It was the white vote. White liberals and white independent people voted for Barack Obama.
White guilt.
White guilt voted for Barack Obama. Exactly. And if Barack Obama was white, and I wrote an article about this, he would never have become the president. So this article in the National Journal says Democrats fear that the party's declining appeal with white voters, particularly white men, will bite them in 2016 despite strong performance from growing demographics. So it goes on in this article and it says, Carl Savage is the kind of guy that makes top Democrats nervous. He lives in a working class neighborhood with cigar store Indian perched on his front stoop and a Harley Davidson sign on his garage. He's voted in Democrat primaries. He's older. He's white. And he does not care for Hillary Clinton. Not one little bit. He made this very clear, in fact, to a Clinton campaign volunteer who rang his doorbell recently only to watch the front door close on him just seconds into his speech. A short while later, his wife Pamela offered this explanation before similarly shutting the door. We're not interested. We don't like her. So while Republicans fret about their party's outreach to Latinos and minorities, the party, the Democrat Party, needs to worry about white people, particularly men. And they could lose the White House because of that problem. So, you know, you can sit there and talk about Latinos and black people and getting that. But the fact is that you still need to get white people to vote. That's just the fact. That's just the way it is. So this article also says that Democrats are hemorrhaging those voters, i.e. white voters, and need to figure out how to stop the bleeding, says Mo Ether Lee, a former top Democrat National Committee official who now runs Georgetown University's Institute of Politics and Public Service. There could come a point where Democrats cannot afford to lose any more white voters. It's in the interest of Democrats to be taking steps to reverse that now. Ether Lee pointed to Florida, where President Obama's 2.5-point 2008 victory narrowed to a 1-point win in 2012, which then became a 1-point loss in Democrat Charlie Crist's run for governor in 2014, even though the Crist campaign hit its turnout targets for African Americans and Latinos. You see, they didn't get the white vote. Steve Shafley worked on all three campaigns. He said it makes more sense to increase support from whites just a little bit than trying to boost support from minority groups a lot. Take Hispanics alone. Every point of white share you lose, you have to win Hispanics by 4 or 5 points to make up for it. In 08, we knew if we really focused on keeping whites about 40%, we couldn't lose. So here's the thing. This is a very simple, it's math, and I know math is hard. But the fact is that you need to have the white voter, and especially the white male voter. So for all this talk, see, the media would have you believe that now Hispanics and black people make up more of the voter than white people. No, that's not true. You know, everybody talks about this outreach. That's why Mitt Romney lost. That's why he lost. The base stayed home. And if you nominate Jeb Bush, the base isn't going to go out and they're not going to be motivated to vote for Jeb Bush. And it is a guaranteed loss. And everybody says, oh, well, you know, Jeb is the only one that can beat Clinton. No. Jeb is the only one that can't beat Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is such a weak candidate that it's the Republicans' race to lose. And I can assure you, Jeb Bush will for sure lose the election if he's the nominee. We'll be right back.
I trust the American voter 100%.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Retire without worrying about money. Wouldn't it be great if you could retire without having to worry about running out of money? Wayne Candace, the top financial advisor in the country for MetLife, also a certified financial planner practitioner and host of Your Financial Plan, can help. Wayne will even meet with you one-on-one free of charge to help you develop a strategy that fits your lifestyle. Stop wondering if you'll have enough to retire on. Schedule your no-cost financial strategy session with Wayne Candace today. Call 480-ONTAP-88 now. Due to high demand, a limited amount of appointments are available. Call to book yours before we book up. Dial 480-ONTAP-88. That's 480-ONTAP-88. The plan for your retirement and financial future is only a call away. Dial 480-ONTAP-88. That's 480-ONTAP-88. Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, securities, products, and investment advisory services are offered by MetLife Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. MLIC and MSI are MetLife companies.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
So I always like to point out the hypocrisy of the left. And I like to give you all listeners some facts.
Well, with all due respect, the Republicans are just as hypocritical.
That's true. You're absolutely right. It's basically the political class, the elite political class in Washington. And, yes, you're absolutely right, Steve. I stand corrected. But I want to talk about Artie Duncan. Artie Duncan, who is the Secretary of Education. Now, Artie Duncan continues to fight vouchers for private schools, which I think is a good idea. You know, you've got failing public schools. You know, why not support voucher programs for people that are in the inner cities that don't have access to good schools? Why not support that? It's a good idea for everybody. Again, the administration talks about bipartisan support. There's certainly bipartisan support for vouchers for schools.
Unions are against it.
Unions are against it. So it's worth noting that Artie Duncan has decided to send his own children to a private school in Chicago. His wife has now moved back to Chicago. And come fall, their children will study at the University of Chicago's laboratory schools, which he attended, and where tuition runs about $30,000 a year. That's also where Barack and Michelle Obama sent their children before moving to Washington and sending Sasha and Malia to the Tony Sidwell Friends School. Now, Mr. Duncan's choice is all the more striking since he used to run the Chicago Public Schools. Yeah, he used to run the Chicago Public Schools. Yet he's going to send his children to private schools in Chicago. That is very telling.
It says a lot.
It doesn't get any more telling than that. He also stood aside in 2009 when Illinois Senator Dick Durbin managed to kill the Opportunity Scholarship Program in Washington. Okay. He has also been muted when the Obama Justice Department filed a lawsuit aimed at ending the Louisiana's state innovative voucher program. So I think it's, again, very telling that Artie Duncan's children are going to a private school. Now, I wish Artie Duncan's children every success in life. Too bad he does not have the will to fight for similar opportunities for families not as fortunate as his. So.
Hey, I have a theoretical or a
go ahead.
Hypothetical question.
Go ahead.
The Mexican drug lord that's been in the news recently.
El Chapo.
If he were to come to the United States and got arrested in San Francisco, under the current administration's policy, and San Francisco being a sanctuary city, would they turn him loose?
That's a very good question. He's probably there now. Interesting question. As a matter of fact, last night, O'Reilly sent out a reporter to speak with the city's elected officials about sanctuary cities. First of all, they didn't want to speak, and when they did, this is very...
You're not going to use the four-letter word,
this
are you?
Is, no, this is very
good telling. Example of that, the San Francisco city supervisors. They are unrepentant over the death of Kate Steinle. The factor contacted all of them, asking politely for an interview. They all declined. So we went to them.
Do you feel like the national media has come down a little too hard on sanctuary cities and what the main intention is?
I think the issue here is gun control.
Gun control.
No individual with that type of record should be able to access or be able to have possession of a gun.
He stole the gun.
Representative of the city. That's all. That's
of course, Fox News would be this room. Yeah.
He said he found it.
Yeah.
We've tried this in your office, but we've got no response. When we were in your office,
so you can see those women will not take responsibility for the danger they allow. And it gets worse. Supervisor named Scott Weiner attacks the messenger.
Supervisor, we don't want to be a pest, but just literally a minute would be great.
Fox News is not real news, and you're not a reporter. I talk to real news only. Fox News is not real news.
We want to know if you show remorse. Are you upset that the president didn't reach out to the families?
Fox News is not real news.
Fox News is not real news.
Just the largest news network on cable.
On cable. Fox News. But I'm sure he would talk to MSNBC. But Fox News is not real news, you know? And I love how that woman said that it's all about gun control. That is such a stupid response. Because
well, they don't want to take responsibility.
No, but to say that this is a gun control issue is just ludicrous. A gun control issue? This is a gun control issue? Newsflash, criminals don't care about laws. That's why they're criminals. It's very simple. Do you think that a criminal makes a calculation? Well, this is illegal. I guess I shouldn't obtain a gun. No! That's not the calculation a criminal makes. The calculation a criminal makes is, I don't care. That's the calculation a criminal makes. So, to couch it as, well, this is a gun control issue. Guess what? He didn't go into a store and buy a gun. He didn't submit to a background check. Really? This is a gun control issue? No, it's not. It's a sanctuary city issue. Moron. Except for Jeb Bush thinks so. We should have an aspirational message. All right, Jebby. All right, we're out of time for the day. Check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show, and send me your friend requests and like us on Facebook. And if you missed the show and you want to listen to other shows, go to woodsonarchive.com. That's woodsonarchive.com. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
We have cut off every pathway for Iran to develop a nuclear weapon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
Hi, I'm Shelley LaPlante, realtor with HomeSmart. When I'm driving with my family or showing property to my clients, I need a dependable vehicle. And a dependable vehicle in Arizona means cold air conditioning. So I rely on National Automotive Repair to keep me and my two daughters' vehicles operating safely. I strive to be my client's realtor for life, and I know I have found the same with National Automotive Repair. Randy and his team have always been honest, dependable, and economical, and will be my auto repair shop for life. I I trust National Automotive Repair to take care of me and my family, and I know you can trust them to take care of all of your vehicle needs as well.
Hi, I'm Randy from National Automotive Repair. National Automotive Repair has been in business since 1997, and I built this business on the basics of honesty and integrity. NAR is an independently owned Napa Auto Care Center. We are also an ASC Blue Seal of Excellence shop. We have always been rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call at 602-978-3278, 602-978-3278, or visit us at narepair.com.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, weather, this is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of space, peeking into the ultraviolet. Recently, NASA's Galaxy Evolution Explorer, a new satellite, imaged one of the most amazing variable stars known as Mira.